In Iraq today, some 2,500 U.S. troops continue to surround the southern holy city of Najaf, controlled by the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and his supporters. In an interview today with German journalists, he said he was willing to die in the struggle to end U.S. occupation of his country, but his envoy also made peace proposals to the U.S. Joining us now from Baghdad is NPR's Phil Reeves. Phil, what can you tell us about this standoff in Najaf?
Well, as you know, U.S. forces have been massing there. This is the holiest of Shiite cities, and the U.S. Army says its mission is to destroy the militia of Muqtada al-Sadr and to capture or kill the cleric himself, who the occupation authorities call an outlaw. Having said that, at the moment there do appear to be some form of negotiations going on, and Sadr, who had earlier in the week several conditions, including the withdrawal of US forces from residential areas in Iraq and the release of Iraqi detainees, he says he's dropped these, at least it's reported that that's what he says, and he may therefore be looking for some sort of compromise. The question, of course, is whether the US would be willing to enter into that kind of agreement, having repeatedly said that they would like his arrest, and having brandished an arrest warrant signed by an Iraqi judge which alleges the murder of a rival cleric a year ago.
There is the top American military officer, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Richard Myers, visiting in Iraq today, and he doesn't sound like he's talking compromise. He made a statement saying that if Sadr is captured, there could be a little violence for a while, but that would be temporary. How do you think Iraqis are looking at this?
Well, they are aware that Najaf is an extremely sensitive area for them to enter, and it's fairly clear that if they were to go in there, and this point has been made repeatedly not only by Sadr's militia, who you would expect to say these things, but also by other religious leaders, it would cause a great deal of tension, trouble, and without doubt violence also. But at the same time, you have to bear in mind also that the US is trying to pressure Sadr, and so you can expect some fairly robust comments from them at this stage.
Let me ask you about President Bush's comment at a press conference last night reaffirming determination to hand over sovereignty to Iraqis by the June 30 deadline. But he couldn't say who they are handing it over to. Who do the Iraqis think is going to take power at the end of June?
Well, more light's been shed on this somewhat today by the UN envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, who has just given a press conference within the last hour or so. And he's talking about an interim administration that would comprise a prime minister and Iraqi men and women known for their honesty and integrity and competence, he said. And there would also be a president who will be head of state with two vice presidents. So he's come up with some suggestions which he's going to take to the UN. Iraqis, though, have lost faith in the Iraqi Governing Council, which is the body that the US has appointed and has been working with in the last year completely. And so it's likely that they'll be pretty skeptical about any political proposals that emanate at this stage from the US.
NPR's Phil Reeves in Baghdad. Phil, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome.